Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
The Irish motor finance sector in 2025 is bustling with activity, robust loan volumes, rising vehicle registrations, especially EVs, and innovative financial products. But it's also navigating inflationary pressures, affordability constraints, compliance demands, and indeed the intricacies of used car valuations. So there's an awful lot in that. And joining me now to decipher all this is Derek Kavanagh. He's the head of motoring with the Bank of Ireland. Derek, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Derek. Maybe at a high level, will you just set the scene for us around the motor market in Ireland midway through 2025? Because I think this is when we have the second tranche of new vehicle sales.
I certainly will, and I'll just give a little bit of context in relation to Bank of Ireland and their role in the in supporting the industry. Bank of Ireland is the largest provider of finance to the Irish motor industry. We partner with 16 of the main motor brands that operate in the market.
So when somebody seeks PCP finance, it's even though there might be a car brand on it, it's you who's providing the finance.
It is indeed. We work really closely with each of those franchise brands in supporting funding for the vehicles on the forecourt, and in addition to providing low rate subsidised finance when customers come in to purchase a vehicle. The market itself, Bobby, we've got the 6 month figures from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, and the passenger market's performing really well. It's up 3.5%. But the real talking point within that is the performance of EVs, which are up a massive 27%, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and in terms of numbers, what's that?
In terms of numbers, the overall passenger market is just shy of 82,000 vehicle sales, and EV sales are 13,600. So it's representing nearly 17% of all vehicles.
And this is EV as in the pure EV, fully electric.
Exactly, the pure EVs. If you add in plug-in hybrids on that, the market share combined is circa 31-32% on it.
And is that somewhat against the trends that we saw? Because there was certainly a blip in European countries, and I think maybe some of it inflicted by Musk and his behaviour, but there clearly was in some European countries there seemed to be a dip in EV participation, where we seem to be going the opposite way.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen over the last couple of years across Europe, the average has been about 13.6% of sales, which are EVs. If I go back to 2023, when we come out of COVID, there was pent-up demand for customers looking to purchase EVs. The market share for EVs was 18.7%, dipped a little bit in 24 to 14%, but great to see it on the positive trajectory that it's on again.
What do you say to fellas like me who bought a 29 EV for a particular amount, and if I went to sell it today, I'd be kind of horrified about the residual value that's there?
Yeah, I think it's to deal with the facts. We're probably working through the biggest transition that any of us will ever see in our lifetime, with moving from historic petrol and diesel to that of electric vehicles on it. And I think in the context when we came out of the COVID period, I think all products, including cars, were nearly at historic high prices on it. And what we've seen over that, there has been a realignment, particularly over the last 12 to 18 months, has been a realignment of used car values on it. We've seen new entrants come into the market, which have offered greater choice, and there's been price stability. And now EVs, you can buy an EV for a comparable price to that of a diesel or a vehicle.
Yeah, so really, that sort of sharp valuation reduction, as it happened at that time, is now being, it should theoretically at least be, the gap should be closing.
Yeah, and I think, listen, from me engaging with some of the major dealer groups that operate in the Irish market, I think EVs have found a stable price on it. And the feedback from those within the market is that there's really strong demand for the used EVs. So when customers are going in, they're getting a fair price on their trade-in, and then there's a demand for
And
the
Derek,
used
can I ask you then how important the improving infrastructure, i.e. charging stations, etc., how important that is? In like it's got to be related somehow. If I buy a secondhand EV, I want to know that there's an infrastructure out there that will because the older EVs will probably have shorter range if we're looking at it that way. So the ability to charge the car wherever in the four corners of Ireland is even more important.
And I think, listen, that's a really good question. And I think what we've seen over the last couple of years on it, I personally made the move to an electric vehicle 3 years ago, and I drive the length and breadth of the country. And I think within that 3 year period, there's been extensive improvement within the charging infrastructure. There's circa 2,500 electric chargers that along the main motorways, etc., that people can avail of. And I suppose it's important to look at it in the context. Anyone that purchases an EV, circa 80% of those are charging at home. So once you plan correctly for your long journey, but that is we will see that continue to improve significantly over the coming years.
I think the other stat that's in my notes here is that in relation to the overall market, we see that from your stats that 9 out of 10 people stick with EVs. So if you buy an EV, even if it depreciates against what you'd hope, even though it might be, you still stay with it.
It is indeed, and we're seeing that on our personal contract plan or our PCP, that customers that come to the end of the contract, 9 or 10 of those are staying in an EV, which I think is testament to itself on it. I think one of the challenges which we see in the market is down to customer education on it. And we have a huge focus. Bank of Ireland has a partnership with Nevo, which is Ireland's only online dedicated platform for electric vehicles. And through that, the bank works really close with them. Over the last 4 months, we have four electric driving events have taken place at different parts in the country.
Tell us about those. So this is like effectively an exhibition or a trade show that's solely around electric vehicles.
Exactly.
Commercial and is there commercial vehicles?
Yeah, there is. Commercial. There'll be an upcoming show in November, and commercials will certainly be part of that. The shows that we've had recently have been very much focused on the passenger aspect of it. And throughout those shows, in excess of 4,000 customers have gone to be able to view vehicles under one roof, talk to industry leading experts to learn more about it, and more importantly, to avail of test drives. So
I see you had a new EV owner boot camp, tips and tricks. Like that's something I would like to go and see.
Yeah, and I think listen, Bobby, you'll have plenty of opportunity. We've Bank of Ireland partnership with Nevo in November, the 7th and 8th of November in the RDS. It'll be the biggest EV show which will have taken place on the island of Ireland. Right. So it'll be a great opportunity to visit that.
Finally, can I ask you, Derek, in the way people are financing car sales now, are you seeing any changes there? Is it still the PCP route the most popular, or how are people generally funding their car purchases?
It's a mixture, Bobby. As I said at the outset, we work really closely with our manufacturing partners to put in place low rate APR offers that customers can avail of. What we see from a consumer perspective is that circa 40% of customers avail of personal contract plan, and 60% of people are availing of hire purchase on it. So, and that really it's remained stable over the last 2 or 3 years. PCP is obviously a great product for people that are looking to change their car every 2 to 3 years, etc. So hasn't really changed from what we observe.
So hopefully simplification of car finance is something I'd love to see. Maybe that's coming down the track, because I often found it was very, very complicated for the consumer to actually understand. And I presume that's part of your role is articulating it in a way that people understand.
It is indeed, Bobby, and I think we've done a really good job in Bank of Ireland and making that customer journey as simple as possible on it. Customers can go into a dealership, they give their details and application details, etc., and we'll have a decision back in 15 to 30 seconds on that for them.
All right, Derek Kavanagh, Head of Motoring with the Bank of Ireland. Great to talk to you. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.